Hi, this is Heidi Dobish. I'm in the psychology department, and I teach the developmental classes.
You work on a project for the past several years involving middle school students. Give us the nuts and bolts of what that is.
Yes, one of the classes I teach is adolescent development, and I have been doing a service learning project for several years for Harpers Ferry Middle School, and this year, for the first time, we are adding Shepherdstown Middle School as well. So there'll be 2 days where these students come on campus. And the goal is sort of a mentorship. Many of them are lower socioeconomic status, and we want to get them thinking about college. So they come on campus, and my students, let's talk about what my students are doing, is they develop a hypothesis, and they are sort of collecting data on what they think is happening with adolescents, some broad theory. They interact with the students. They have activities planned on trying to collect their data. While they're doing that, they're also mentoring the students, answering their questions, whatever thoughts or ideas they have on what it's like to be a college student. So they're doing that at the same time, so it's a two-way street. They're trying to help the students, middle school kids, think about coming to school, think about what career choices they might have, answering any of their questions, what it's like to be a college student. And then while they're here, they get to see a college campus. They get a tour. They get to spend some time at the game zone. They eat lunch, which is usually the big hit. That is the highlight of the day, is eating in the dining hall. They get a college chat from admissions and their activity with my students on how they're collecting data. So they put a lot of thought and energy and fun ways to talk to adolescents. Whenever it's all said and done, they say, "I never behaved that way when I was that age." That's one of the most common comments afterwards. I never behaved that way. But when all is said and done, they always report back that it was a fun day.
You mentioned your students are collecting data. What kinds of data in general are they looking at?
Well, there is a range of hypotheses. Some of them are looking at food choices that kids make, and they'll observe what the choices that they make in the dining hall. Some of them are looking at the relationships with their siblings and what that means. Some of them are looking at whether or not they're active in sports, and how does that affect their GPA? Some of them have hypotheses around self-esteem and their relationship with their parents, how many siblings they have. It runs the gamut.
Each student has a different hypothesis.
They come up with their own hypotheses based on what their interests are, mm-hmm. and they have predictions. And what the goal is that we do an entire APA paper when all is said and done. So part of service learning is they have to reflect back on what they've done. So when they have to do a paper, 5 pages on an introduction on their topic. So they have to research their topic. The data collection is sort of the day that they're here. And then they do a presentation, which is their methods, their results, and their discussion. And they have to tie it back to the textbook theories and talk about their experience of what the day was like in that presentation. So they do the rest of an APA paper as well as what the experience was like to spend the day with the adolescent kids. That's part of their grade.
What's APA mean?
American Psychological Association. So there's a particular style in psychology that we write in.
What's the advantage to the Shepherd students doing this project?
Well, I look at it from an applied learning. So they all, like I said, they all say, "I never behaved that way when I was an adolescent." And most of them think, one of the goals for the class is they think that whatever their adolescent spirit experience is, what everybody experiences. So the goal is an N of one is not everyone's experience. So the textbook is research oriented. So this is a way of applying what they've learned.